It's time for action.
So, yeah, it's time for Coffee with Kane. And today's guest, well, I thought I was going to have one guest, and then I thought I was going to have another guest, and then all this software, hardware thing happened, and so we have Mr. Kane.
How you doing?
Did I make that sound like I didn't want you to be my guest? That
sound like I'm chopped liver is what it sound like.
You sound like your dad.
I guess so.
No, I love having you on with me.
I know you do.
Occasionally I get to do interviews, but I had to cancel my interview this week because of the whole software issue. Software, hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that you have not seen me much this week because of it.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Been pretty quiet in my world.
Tuesday was a 15-hour day.
And oh, boy.
It hurt. I think it was Tuesday. Maybe it was Monday. I don't know. I've lost track of time. What day is this? Thursday?
Thursday.
Yeah, it was Monday. It was 15. Wait, let me think. Oh, yeah.
This is like a busy week for us.
Listen.
Yeah.
Pastor.
We got a lot going on.
You. Listen, Pastor. You have something much bigger going on. I mean, I say that. This is big for us.
It's
but
a big
yours,
week.
Your thing that you have going on has to do with people's spiritual lives.
Spiritual lives. That's right. That's right.
So,
well, yours does too, to a certain extent.
Oh, this is true. People do love music. They love their music. Our sponsors love getting to hear their commercials in an appropriate manner.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
a
good thing.
We've pretty much been asking everybody to just kind of be patient with us. Things aren't going to sound quite right 24 hours a day. And Boss Lady came in the other day, and she was talking about it, too, that she knew it was going to be painful, the transition. But it has to be done. We have to move forward. We have to do new things.
No, it's exciting.
I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know about other people, but
so far so good.
Yeah, there's still a few little problems.
You didn't go off the air for like 2 hours.
No. And we've had that issue before.
Yeah.
No.
So this is good.
Yeah. When the satellite receiver thing changeover happened on AM 1240 KFMO. Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
That was,
didn't work well.
That was a whole Saturday of me and Sean Malone crying.
I love it.
So anyway, but yeah, no, I it's gone fairly well. You haven't seen this, have you?
No.
Oh, look, isn't it nice and colorful?
It is.
I like it.
Very, very
now,
cheerful.
There's a lot more that needs to happen as far as changes go and stuff like that. But as far as morning go, happening every day, it's going pretty well.
It's going. The morning go is going.
The morning go is going.
That's awesome.
So, oh my gosh. Did I tell you yesterday about the guy from Parkland Pest coming by?
I don't think so.
On like Tuesday, maybe? No, I told baby girl. So I think it was Tuesday. Yeah. I was still in studio at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And the Parkland Pest guy knows, and he's so nice. He knows that the spray bothers my asthma. And so he's always like, oh, I'll close the door and leave you. And I was like, no, dude, I'm more than happy to pack my backpack.
That's exactly the right thing
to
say.
I've been here for 10 hours, and I probably should go home and take a nap. But he was so sweet. And that's just an example of our sponsors and how awesome using a local business for something is, I think. Anyway, he was very nice. He actually does the pest control for the house that the boy lives in. So they actually do that as well. So Parkland Pest is good.
They're
sponsor.
Awesome.
They are. They're a great company.
We like them.
So, so Easter.
Yeah, it's coming up. So
today is Maundy Thursday, right?
Maundy Thursday. Mandate Thursday.
What is that? I don't know what that means.
Mandate, because Jesus gives us the mandate to have communion.
Oh.
Maundy means mandate.
Oh, so are we having communion as in service tonight?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
With the Hawaiian bread?
Yeah, with the Hawaiian bread.
I love the Hawaiian bread.
I raided the shelves and bought all the Hawaiian bread I could find.
Oh.
Well, we got a lot of communion this weekend. And
is
Easter.
There communion on Friday night, too?
No.
Okay,
no,
that's Black Friday. I can never... What's it called?
It's called, well...
Good Friday.
Good Friday.
I don't know why it's called good. It wasn't a good day.
It was a good day. It was a great day.
Well, but it was...
Because of what happened.
Well, but, I mean, it's sad. Like, you guys drape black all over everything.
Well,
that makes me sad.
Yeah, it's a time. It's a thing.
And then there's Easter Sunday.
Oh, I got a new suit for Easter.
Shut the front door. No, I need to hem the pants?
Probably.
Okay. Mm.
It's lightweight. I'm really excited. I'm going to be all chic.
Is it tan?
It's tan.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I was afraid you were going to say yellow, and I'd be like, no.
No, I don't look like an Easter egg.
Oh, that's, no. Or a peep.
Yeah, right, a giant
Thanks,
peep.
Thanks, Easter Bunny. Brock, brock.
A giant peep.
That old commercial. So you've got a tan suit for Easter.
Yeah. I'm
what
excited
What color
about
is
that.
Your tie? Do you have a tie?
I haven't picked a tie yet.
Oh, I'll help you.
Yeah.
You need to pick a light colored tie because if your tie's too dark, it looks weird.
I think I have a gold tie.
You do have a gold tie from prom.
A light gold tie. Yeah, from one of the kids' prom.
From Austin's prom.
I don't remember which one, though.
Which prom?
Yeah.
I think it was junior prom. He had a gold. No, winter ball, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Something.
I don't know.
Anyhow.
I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. Excited about Easter.
Oh, no, it wasn't the boy's tie. It was the date of baby girl.
Oh.
Remember her date for winter ball?
Yeah. What was his name?
Nice Steven. Steven. He was a nice boy. Yeah. I bought him the tie and he didn't keep it.
Oh.
I bought him the tie.
Well.
And he did not keep the tie. So
now I'm going to use it.
He wore a tan suit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
That was a nice night. That was really fun. Anyway,
yeah.
Winter ball queen.
Winter ball queen.
It was like a mini Miss America for high school. Anyway. Oh, the boy is texting me. Oh, I thought maybe he...
He didn't hear it?
No, he's not listening to the radio right now. But he's sending me stuff about some... I'll tell you about this later. I'm not going to talk about that on the radio. That's private life stuff. Anyway,
okay.
So... which, by the way, I found out that he did some work for our friend Scott Griffin over at Griffin Automotive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was excited about that. I'm not going to publicly tell what the work was for.
No, but it's really awesome.
Yeah. It was. He's so handy. Although he did walk in the studio. Did I tell you he came by to tell me hello the other day?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he came in and he looked at front desk Alicia, front office Alicia's computer and said, "These are on Windows 10. That dies in September. You really need to do something." And I was like, "You should send me an email. I'll tell boss lady."
Yeah, all the computers are going to need to be upgraded.
That's not my area.
And some of them won't upgrade. They're going to need whole new computers.
You need to stop talking to me right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my paycheck. I mean, it's not my purse. I don't write those checks.
Well, no, but, you know, it'll be interesting.
It's not the new one. It's not the new computer.
No.
The new computer is fancy. Ooh, I should post a picture. I should post a picture of the way this looks. I don't have it all, you know, blinged out yet, but I should post a picture of this so everybody can see
it. The wonders of modern technology.
It's amazing what you can do with computers now.
Absolutely.
Listen, I did all this junk by hand back in the day.
Wow.
On a reel-to-reel tape with a razor blade and a grease
reel-to-reel?
Pencil. Shut up. We own one, and you're being ridiculous.
Uh-huh. I know.
Yeah, I did. I edited all my commercials in this tiny little closety room in college and then at my first radio station, I used the very back production room because no one would bother me. They didn't know I was back there.
Did you ever put the tape on the wrong side?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
We had a station that was kind of like this station, you know, classic hits, but it actually wasn't classic hits. It was like adult contemporary, which meant it was like soft pop, basically. Right. Like, you know, it was not
Amy Grant.
Yes, that kind of not. She wasn't out yet then, but anyway, it was all really soft music.
I think of Amy Grant when I think of soft music.
Well, baby.
I don't know why.
So I think of Celine Dion, but she wasn't out then either. I was trying to think of who was, but maybe Whitney Houston. And could you be. Give good love. Anyway, so we had this station, and it was like 60s to 80s, and then some currents, and everything was on reel to reel. We did not have individual records or the carts that looked like 8-tracks that some stations had back then. Nope, it was all on reel to reel, and each reel had a list of what songs were on there, and you had to play them in order, and you used a little paperclip on the list and pushed it down so that you knew where you were on the list. It was so analog.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. And I remember one time not advancing my paperclips because I was working on something else while I was on the air, and I ran out of every song on every reel and had a full-on panic attack because I was off the air. I was a whopping 21 years old, so
yeah,
I wasn't exactly the seasoned professional that I am.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in charge of, you know, making this work now, so anyway, it was just kind of, it's one of those memories that caused a trauma.
Yeah. Permanently ingrained.
Yes.
I got a message from Cater.
Oh,
morning, Cater.
Good morning, Dave Cater. How are you? Hope you're working hard for our tax dollars.
Yes, he is. I know he is. He's always on the grind.
He is. Every time he's in the station to talk to Mike Ramsey at KFMO, he's always got a new thing he's working on.
That's
he's
right.
always taking care of the constituents, which is, you know, that's what our public servants, our elected officials are supposed to be doing, is taking care of us. That's why they get paid to do what they do. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I get paid to just have fun and create mayhem and foolishness.
And you know what, babe? You're really good at it.
Thanks. I appreciate that. It's a good. Oh, Dustin is sending. So Dustin Kopp, our news director, said, since you're a seasoned professional, does that make you salt and pepper? No, dude, I'm Spinderella. I'm the one playing the music. Yes, Spinderella's doing it this morning. Anyway, so let's see. What have I got in the hopper? Oh, I got some Devo on the way. And Chic, I Want Your Love. So
that'll be fun. It's good music today, babe.
Thanks. Well, you know, working hard, hardly working. That's me. I sound like a 90-year-old man, a 90-year-old Texas cowboy. I'm just working hard, but hardly working.
That's yeah, I
it's
say
like
that.
My grandpa's best friend. Anyway.
Oh, well.
Oh, Cater says, happy Easter. Hope you have a great one. Better than I deserve. Oh, he's saying he probably gets treated or paid better than he deserves. That's not true, dude.
No, no,
that is
we
not
don't think
true.
So.
No. I know that he is not compensated at all for the amount of times he has to smile and say, okay, I can try to help you with that. Because, not everybody's as nice to him. You should be nice.
Nice to Cater.
Yeah.
Be nice to all your public servants.
Yeah, they are working hard.
Yeah, they really are.
Not like me. I mean, I'm in my pajamas. Just kidding. I'm not in my pajamas. I was talking about yesterday that Yesterday was wear your pajamas to work day.
Oh, wow.
And
I wish I'd have known that.
The word for that is a Hindi word, panjamai.
I've never heard that before.
I hadn't either.
Does that mean pajamas?
It means clothing for your legs.
Clothing for your legs.
Leg apparel, yeah.
It's called jeans.
No, I think it's because in that part of the world, they often wear pants that look like what we would think of as pajamas. Loose-fitting trousers.
Yeah, good point.
They don't wear skinny jeans if they're Hindi. So
I guess that's probably true.
Yeah, a lot of loose-fitting clothes, which I think we should all wear loose-fitting clothes. That would make my life a lot better. How about you?
I know. I'm with it. I'm with it.
Oh, did you want me to get you some linen trousers or something?
Well, I told you my fancy Easter suit, it's all about being nice and flowy. And I know. It's going to be great.
You're going to look like Cedric the Entertainer, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I look forward to it.
Yep.
I'll share the pictures on the radio for Coffee with Kane. Bye. Say bye.
Bye.